The U.S. Department of the Interior is almost entirely shut off from cyberspace. Just over a month ago, a federal judge ordered Interior's websites disconnected to protect a government-run land trust that pays millions of dollars to Native Americans each year. Weak security could have let hackers manipulate the fund's records or steal from it. The department says that can't happen now. But as NPR's Emily Harris reports, neither can a whole lot else.
There is a man in Japan who is surely disappointed by the Interior Department internet shutdown. He was a frequent visitor to a website that shows a live shot of Alaska's Chino River, thanks to a camera pointing out the window of Fairbanks Bureau of Land Management. BLM spokesman Craig McCaw says the Japanese visitor was such a fan, he emailed when the view changed.
He said he was in the habit of looking at our webcam many times every day, and that at night he had noticed this light that came on and off, and he asked what it was. Our webmaster looked into it and emailed him back that it was a light that belonged to our neighbors across the river, and they turn it on when they walk out to the outhouse.
That light in the Alaska darkness isn't the only thing now missing from cyberspace. Vacationers can't reserve national park campsites online these days. Students researching endangered species won't get any help from the Fish and Wildlife website. Colorado-based environmental lawyer Mike Chiropoulos says it's now harder to learn about things like oil leases, and activists in the wide open West are seriously disrupted when they have to drive to the nearest government office for information.
It's basically a one-day commitment of time to get to a local office, and once you get there, you may or may not be able to find somebody to help you, and you may or may not be able to find the documents you're looking for.
Government bureaucrats don't like the situation either. BLM regulatory manager Mike Schwartz says the comment period for a controversial mining rule closed after Interior's email was cut off.
We don't know how many comments are lost in cyberspace. People may not have paid attention to the notice that the comment didn't go through. So we're probably going to open that comment period again.
There are ways around many of these problems, faxes, snail mail, and a toll-free phone number for campground reservations. But there's no easy solution to a side effect that's hurting the very people the shutdown intends to protect. A judge ordered the Department of Interior to go offline until it can ensure that financial data in a fund that manages Indian-owned land is secure. Disconnecting that system means the government can't send out any more checks collected from leasing the Indian land. John Yellowknife Steele is president of the Oglala Sioux Tribe on South Dakota's Pine Ridge Reservation. He says his people aren't just missing Christmas money.
They not only expected the lease checks in mid-December, they really needed them for basic survival, paying bills and buying food and keeping warm. And when they didn't receive them, it is very upsetting.
The internet shutdown is one piece of a long-running class action lawsuit. Native Americans sued the government for decades of mismanagement of the land trust. Plaintiff lawyer Keith Harper says Interior's failure to get Indian checks out is an example of the government's disregard for his clients.
Who have they gotten the system up for? Well, they've gotten payroll checks out. Secretary Norton got paid. They have put all their efforts into ensuring that those things that are their priorities happen.
Interior's payroll checks are being cut by hand, though some overtime is delayed. Two websites that handle natural disaster information are up. Recent speeches by Secretary Norton are also available. Norton's spokesman Mark Feifley says the government is doing all it can as fast as it can, even hiring as fixers the company that first demonstrated how easy it was to break into the Indian Trust database.
They've been working with us and another company as well to make sure that the right firewalls are in place, to make sure that the security measures have been done, to make sure that when we do go to the courts and say, we're ready with this, we have it set up, that it will be ready to be put back online again.
Court documents show Interior has promised to get several key firewalls in place by the end of this month, but department officials say they have no idea when the whole system will be up and available again. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.